Welcome to the Fiyam Yerushalmi, holding in Shumas Daf Ayin Hay in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting in Amud Aleph in the top of the Amud. Ravehimi have a little orchim. Ravehimi had guests. Omer Loin, you told him. Ilulei disgale chamer mevashal adi. If not, that my cooked wine was revealed, was uncovered. Havinu mashke lechomine, I would let you drink from it. Because he was choshesh for gilui, for a snake coming and putting his venom into the wine, even though the wine was cooked. Only a Bibi, I see the Anishasi. Bibi says, give it to me, I'll drink. I know that a cooked wine, steaks don't come to it. Oh my man, the Bai Yemus, anybody wants to die, wants to endanger himself. Yezu Yemus goi baise. She go down his house, meaning in my house, I'm not taking any risks. I'm not giving the guests anything that I'm choshesh that maybe there's a venom of a steak in it. Sigma by Yudni, Igli konditoin dide. A konditoin type of wine was revealed. Also, show the rabbanim. Give me answer, rabbanim. I'm really also. It says answer. For looking at my vitzul, but Nachum Mishum Yeshua and Levi Hachad va'Amar va'Mosa gave him Mishum Gilui. Didn't we learn that the spicy, the bitter, and the sweet is no Gilui? And when you have Koditon, that is the spicy one. That was the example of the spicy one. Rabbanim the kisu Mishum Chia Bar Titos ba'Hu de Shochik Chad Litloso. The only spicy one, which is okay, is only when you have 1/3 of pepper and 2/3 of wine. It's very, very spicy. If not, so then it's not spicy enough. Bon kamei rabavu. The house of rabavu. Yain shenis basha shenis galamau. Wine that was cooked and was revealed. What's it did? Omoloi Carino. There's a wine called Carino. Tzuch l'abichin. Rabbi wasn't sure if there's gilu with Carino or not. Carino is not as sweet. Tatu cholon li, and you come and ask me. Look, oshkin yain revushal. Yain revushal, which is much sweeter. If a Carino we have at sad, there's no gilu. So of course yain revushal should not be a gilu. Oh, shall I be took? Yes, I be took. I'm only answer. He says, it is answer. In a Ravo, Doma Birchon answer. Ravo, remember now, oh yeah, Birchon, regarding Karina, said it's answer. So, if Yam Vush is not so clear that it's motor, and we, and Echram, it could be it's answer. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'achor of Amy Bishon Ablozoi, Ma'anichnos, the Yoitze Motor. If one has a revealed liquid, either wine or water, and he goes in and out of the room, so that's good enough, the snake will be scared to come and drink from the liquid. Panatoza is Galle Gigisi. Panatoza, his barrel was revealed. All Shola Bob my memel. He has a Bob memel, which I do. Only my Nichas Vyetzi Motor. If you go in and out, it's okay. Habiako Baacha Vayim Beshem Ablozo in my Yosh Motor. If he's in the room, but he's sleeping, it's also okay. Chanin Rav Shuba Levi Chadom a Yosh Motor. Once that sleeping is okay. Chadom a Yosh and Osir. And once a Yosh is Osir. Filo Yadin, man on my door, man on my door. We don't know who's the one who said is okay, who said not. Rav Chanina and Rav Yishuv believe are arguing who's the one who holds what. Umistaba doma Rav Chanina Yosh and Mutter. Makes sense Rav Chanina is the one who said that if he's sleeping, it's okay. Because always Ablozo goes with Chanina's Shito. And Ablozo said Yosh and Mutter. So Mistaba Chanina also says Yosh and Mutter. So Rav Yisi ben Shol Mishtai Ahanu, they said the following story. Chadis is of this woman. Have a rachma mitzvah sosogi. She loved to do mitzvahs. Chad zman sol gabor chad miskin. One day a poor man came to the house. Yavis kamoi mechel. She gave him to eat. Miochal, as the poor man is eating, agashas balo islik. She hears her husband coming home and she was afraid that the husband will be upset. Why is she feeding the poor? Yav to go yuliso. She put him in the second floor, the poor man. Yavis kamoi balo deechos. Then she gave to eat to her husband. Ochal, he started eating, nom, and he fell asleep. V'domichli, and he went into a deep sleep. Osu chivyo ochol min ma dehava kamoi. It came a steak and ate from the food that was in front of the husband. V'hava mistakel bay. The poor man on the second floor was looking down and he saw what's going on. He saw the steak eating from the food of the husband. Man deiter, the minute the husband woke up, kam, he got up, bay mechol min ma dehava kamoi. He wanted to eat for what is in front of him. Sharehu di liso melulabe. So the poor man in the aliyah screamed out and says, don't eat. The snake ate from it. So now we have two gersos. What do we conclude from this story? According to the gersa of the girl, what the girl is saying is, hodomra yoshen mutter. You see from here that the fact that the husband was about to eat from the food, that usually when a person is sleeping can assume the snake did not eat from it. Right, in this case, a snake came, but this is out of the ordinary. Normally, a snake will not eat if the person is sleeping in the room. That's the chura arrived, and the fact that the husband was willing to eat from it. Says the Gemara, according to this girso, bur havo. He wasn't a tamichochim, he was a boy, he was a maaretz. There's no raya that he knew that a sleeping person could eat. Could be a sleeping person not allowed to eat, but he did not know the halacha. The other issue that we have is Hadam Ro Yoshin Asur. You see from here that even when he was sleeping, a snake came. Answers the Gemara, Kori Chavo. He was covered. He didn't just sleep open. He covered himself with his talus, and you couldn't see that he was there. That's where the snake came. But if the guy is open, he's sleeping in the open, so then the snake will not come. Ask the Gemara, Vein Asur Mishum Yichud. You have your ani in the house alone with the Isha. As Rav Chaim explains, Yushami learns that Oysim al Yichud, whenever a man and a woman, a married woman is with a man, and there's Yichud over here, Yoyser. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Mikivan de loichoshed al ado, loichoshed al ado. We see that this ani saved the husband's life. So you see, he's not choshed on killing. He's not choshed on killing, he's not choshed on arayas. How do we know these two things connect together? Kinofu v'dam be'adim. They do niuf, they do arayas, and they also kill. So ritzicho and arayas come together. And if this ani proved us that he's not a killer, so he's also not doing arayas with the isha. Kedus the Gemara says the story. There was this butcher. He was feeding Am Yisrael animals that died in the veils of treifas. He was drinking wine right before Kippur. He got drunk. And he went to the roof. And he fell and he died there on the street on Yom Kippur. Came dogs and they licked his blood. Also, Sholem Chanino, Mao Mimisa Mikamoin. What should we do? Yom Kippur. Can we take him out? That should not be have this bizoyan, the clothing, or licking his blood. What do you do with treifa? Animals that you can't eat, what are you supposed to do? You throw it to the dogs. This person took what belongs to the dogs, give it to Am Yisrael. Means he took the food of the dogs and give it to Am Yisrael. And therefore, our penun, leave the dogs alone. They're eating what they deserve. He basically enjoyed and benefited from their food, so they could take back their food. Which means it was mezal zebigilu yain. He didn't take it so seriously, the idea of a wine being revealed. He got sick from the fact that he drank wine megulin. They saw him darshan Yom Kippur with water. He couldn't keep Yom Kippur because he was sick. So you see that the hal, the gilui, was a problem that caused the chassid to have to eat on Yom Kippur. Chav by Nash was this person, Iglele Garv the Chomer. He had a barrel of wine which was revealed. Also, Erev Yom Kippur, he went to throw the wine away. Chav Techat, this one saw him, Omelei, Havali Mishtaya, let me drink from it. Omele love Megalio. He says, no, it's revealed. I can't give it to you. Omele Avili Umor de Tsoy Malikum. He says, give it to me. And the one who told us to fast, Akash Bochu, he will save me. He says, it's okay. Lo Yispak Mishte ad de Ischalchel. He wasn't able to drink, and already the venom was floating, as if to show you, don't rely on a nace, Akash Bochu, to save you. The venom will kill somebody. That's how Reb Chaim explains it. Many of the Mefarshim on the Daf explained that he barely drank it and he already died. Every type of venom that comes from any one of the worms in the world, they cause chatotim, which is shchin, which is boils. Here is not kosh memis, but the venom of a snake kills. Now, according to Reb Chaim, I have another sentence here in the Gemara. He said a rule, don't ask any questions about gilui. Whenever you have a suffix regarding something was revealed, was uncovered, you go to chumra. So then the Gemara goes on and says, Rav Yirmiyah Shaul Abzeir. He asked a question regarding Gilu Abzeir. So the Gemara, Morish Muaso Shaul. He asked a question. He just said, don't ask any questions. So the Gemara, Misnam Nem Hoyo. Talk about a case, he was sleeping in the room. And we know the Yoshin, according to one Shita, is Mutter. So he wanted to make sure the Yoshin is okay. He can rely on that. Rav Zeir of Yosef Eichel. Rav Zeir was sitting down eating. He was about to fall asleep. Yav Yodei Al Tumnoso. He put his hand on the kli in order to guard it from the snake. V'omerloin, when he woke up, he told the people in the house, Adlakun butzino adlakun, light the candles. V'ashkdun shofafino, you found a very small snake, shudoyim lesar, the size of a hir, korichalei, it was on the food. Omerloin, v'shio, lavin is a hirbach. You're such a rush, the nochosh. I was careful, I put my hand over here to guard you, and you still were able to sneak in. So meaning, even though he did whatever he's supposed to do, still there's a chashach gilui, Zoivait is the issue of gilui, that maybe a snake will be able to sneak in, put his venom into the liquid. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Ayin Hei.